Penguin Random House Audio presents Simply Brilliant, How Great Organizations Do Ordinary Things in Extraordinary Ways by William C. Taylor. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Prologue: The New Story of Success. The possible is immense. Who doesn't want to be part of a great success story? To run, start, or play a leadership role in a company that wins big and changes the course of its industry. To launch a brand that dazzles customers and dominates its market. To be the kind of executive or entrepreneur who creates jobs, generates wealth, and builds an organization bursting with energy and creativity. These days, in the popular imagination, the quest for success has become synonymous with the spread of disruptive technologies and viral apps, with the rise of radical business models and newfangled work arrangements. This is the stuff that fuels the dreams of countless engineers and venture capitalists in Silicon Valley, and inspires hard-charging innovators such as Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Uber's Travis Kalanick. The new economy, the story goes, belongs to a new generation of companies and leaders who have little in common with what came before. But why should the story of success be the exclusive domain of a few technology-driven startups or a handful of young billionaires? The story of this book, its message for leaders who aim to do something important and build something great, is both simple and subversive. In a time of wrenching disruptions and exhilarating advances, of unrelenting turmoil and unlimited promise, the future is open to everybody. The thrill of breakthrough creativity and breakaway performance doesn't belong just to the youngest companies with the most cutting-edge technology or the most radical business strategies. It can be summoned in all sorts of industries and all walks of life if leaders can reimagine what's possible in their fields. What I have come to understand, what I have tried to bring to life in the pages that follow, is that it is possible to turn even the most familiar offerings in some of the world's most traditional settings into products, services, and experiences that are genuinely remarkable. This is not, I concede, a widely held point of view, even among leaders in those fields. I've heard the same reservations time and again from executives in long-established industries who are reluctant to contemplate a dramatic break from the past. "This place has been around for 100 years. We're not Google or Amazon," they tell me. Or, "This is not a glamorous business. We can't be a passion brand like Apple or Starbucks." Their real message? "Don't blame me for being average or old-fashioned. I'm not from Silicon Valley or Seattle." To which I reply, "Don't use your company's age or industry as an excuse for mediocrity. There is no such thing as an average or old-fashioned business, just average or old-fashioned ways to do business. In fact, the opportunity to reach for extraordinary may be most pronounced in settings that have been far too ordinary for far too long. If how you think shapes how you compete, then it should be easier to compete in fields locked into old ways of thinking. Why this story now? Because we have entered a new era of business and leadership, an era defined less by advanced technology than by ever-advancing competitive intensity. When customers have higher expectations than ever, when rivals are more capable than ever, when choices, options, and brands are more numerous than ever, then familiar strategies and comfortable ways of working are less effective than ever. In any industry, especially in long-established industries, leaders who make waves and make their mark are the ones who rethink what they've always done, who refresh and reinterpret the products and experiences they offer, who invite new voices into the conversation about the future of their organization. Thomas L. Friedman, the agenda-setting New York Times columnist, has coined a phrase that nicely captures the tenor of these demanding times. Today, he argues, average is officially over. Being average just won't earn you what it used to. It can't when so many more employers have so much more access to so much more above-average, cheap foreign labor, cheap robotics, cheap software.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?